This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been formally charged with fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in a wide-reaching corruption scandal. Find out more after this break.
Do you want to unlock your purpose by connecting to God's Word in such a way that you feel the Holy Spirit guide your every step? As women, we can put the brakes on our spiritual journey because of our busy schedules. This is why Treasured Ministries helps women from all over the world learn how to cultivate a deeper connection with the Word of God, regardless of their schedule. Women need to feel the Holy Spirit lead them through every season on their faith journey, every day. Don't wait another day to unlock what God has for you. To learn more, go to tmin.live/home. That is tmin.live/home.
On Thursday, Israel's Attorney General, Avichai Mandelblit, announced that he was indicting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in three different cases. The indictments are the result of 3 years of investigations into Netanyahu. It is the first time a sitting Israeli prime minister has been charged with a crime. The investigation found that Netanyahu reportedly made deals with newspapers and TV stations to influence policy in their favor in exchange for them only publishing positive content about him. He also allegedly accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in gifts from billionaire friends. Though Netanyahu is not required to resign, World Israel News speculates that these charges will raise the pressure for Netanyahu to step down. He is currently navigating a difficult political landscape in which neither his party nor the opposition party, led by Benny Gantz, received enough votes to form a majority government. As such, they have tried for months to cooperate and build a coalition government with smaller parties, but to no avail. If Netanyahu could pull together a majority, he may be able to make himself immune to prosecution. Netanyahu has claimed these allegations are nothing but a witch hunt and has lashed out against his own country's police, prosecutors, and justice system, as well as Israeli media. But even some pro-Netanyahu media outlets are starting to call for his resignation, according to the BBC. His education minister has called for a primary to replace him. Yet one local journalist observed that Netanyahu seems to be ready to drag the whole government down with him if he's kicked out, writing, "He will set everything ablaze. He won't stop until all is rubble." Others have speculated that the controversy will trigger a third election, which BBC writes may become a civil war without arms as a battle between Netanyahu's base and the rest of the Israeli public who are tired of his scandals. Pray for Israel's safety and peace as it navigates a very complicated political situation. And if you like this story, you can read more stories at charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.